Praise be Jesus and Mary. This night we begin the first day of the Christmas season. Those that are in the world actually think that the Christmas season ends today on December 25th. They began singing the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, 2 weeks ago. Whereas in reality, which is in the mind of Christ and in the heart of the church, in reality, today is the first day of Christmas. The 12 days of Christmas start today and finish with the Epiphany of our Lord, which will be celebrated on Sunday, January 7th. I say that reality is in the mind of Christ and in the heart of the church. In his first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 2, St. Paul says this. He says, quote, "A natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God because they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised." But then he adds this, "But we have the mind of Christ." 1 Corinthians 2:14 and 16. Now those who have the mind of Christ obviously don't see things the way that other people see them. For those who are of the world, the Christmas season is about a time for family and friends and exchanging gifts and a time off from work or from school. And the Christmas season also evokes memories from the past, some which are good, some which are not so good. But for those who have the mind of Christ, or at least who strive to have the mind of Christ, the Christmas season is about receiving the greatest gift that anyone has ever given to us, the gift of Jesus Christ, given to us by God the Father and by Mary our Mother. Jesus is the greatest gift that we receive at Christmas. St. John, at the beginning of his gospel, tells us this, "For to all who have received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God." John 1:12. Now, in order to save us from our sins and to heal us from the sins which others have committed against us, God came to earth this day, some 2,000 years ago, and became one of us so that he could take upon his own flesh and so that he could suffer in his own soul the penalty and the punishment of our sins. Now that's the God who we know. That's the God who loves us, the God which the world does not know. He's not simply the God who created us or simply the God of the Bible, as some people say, but he's the God who was born in Bethlehem, who was born poor, fragile, humble, and dependent on Mary and Joseph. In the gospel today, we heard the angels sing in the presence of the shepherds this, "Peace on earth to those on whom God's favor rests." Again, the concept of peace means one thing for a person who's of the world and another thing for a person who has the mind of Christ and who has the heart of the church. In the world's eyes, peace, well, what is it? Well, it's the absence of war or the absence of conflict, or a simple state of tranquility where we have no difficulties. For those who have the mind of Christ, peace is not the absence of conflict. Peace is actually the presence of the Holy Spirit. So peace is not the absence of something, but it's actually the presence of someone. St. Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, says that peace is also one of the fruits of the presence of the Holy Spirit. He says this, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control." Galatians 5:22. And in his letter to the Philippians, St. Paul says this to the believers, "Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And then he says this, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Philippians 4:7. And of course, our Lord even says to us in John's Gospel, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, not as the world give I to you." John 14:27. So the peace which God gives to the earth at Christmas, again, is not the absence of conflict, but the presence, not only of Jesus in the world, the Prince of Peace, as Isaiah said in the first reading, Isaiah 9:6, but also the presence of the Holy Spirit who testifies in our hearts that, yes, Jesus is the Son of God, he's the Messiah, he is the Savior of the world. And remember that the angels also sang this, peace on earth to those on whom God's favor rests. Another translation reads this way, peace on earth to men of goodwill. So God's peace is not for everyone. It's only for those who are of goodwill. Now, being of goodwill means that our will is united to God's will, that we live by his commandments and that we make choices in our lives which are honoring of him and which are pleasing to him. And for the Christian who's fallen back into the slavery of sin, being of goodwill often simply means that it's only one confession away, to turn back from being of bad will to become being of goodwill again. Often it's just one confession away. So Jesus is born into the world this night. He was born in Bethlehem, as we heard in the gospel, and there was no room for him in the inn, so he was placed in a manger, which was a feeding trough for the animals. So the question that our Lord has for us tonight is this. Is there any room in your heart for me? I'm knocking at the door of your heart as a little newborn child. Will you welcome me in or leave me out in the cold like so many others do? Praise be Jesus and Mary.